USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. U.S. bank regulator nominee Sauli Omarova denied allegations of communist sympathies during a contentious Senate hearing on Thursday as her appointment looked increasingly in doubt amid skepticism from key moderate Democrats. Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy.
This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Chuck Schumer wants the Senate to pass President Joe Biden's social spending plan before Christmas. Standing in his way is the chamber's long to-do list, its rules referee, and more likely than not, Joe Manchin. The House on Friday morning passed $1.7 trillion in new funding to expand the social safety net, sending it to the upper chamber after months of infighting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax that he believes the jury reached the right verdict by acquitting Kyle Rittenhouse.
Correct verdict legally, without a doubt. The government failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he did not act in self-defense. The right verdict legally, but I don't favor making a hero of him. I don't think he should have been there. I don't think he should have brought a gun to a violent encounter.
Dershowitz said it's the American system of justice working properly. He added that Rittenhouse could potentially sue for the wrong reports that have surfaced, but he probably won't. The Milwaukee County Zoo's animal care team launched their experimental COVID-19 vaccine on high-risk resident animals last week. Each animal received a two-dose shot from an experimental vaccine 3 weeks apart and will be observed by the staff for any side effects. The animals were given an experimental COVID-19 vaccine made by Zoetis, a leader in the pharmaceutical market for pets and livestock. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Joe Biden pardoned two turkeys during the first traditional turkey pardon ceremony of his presidency.
President Biden gave out his first Thanksgiving pardons to two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly. He excused the birds and put his signature on the long-running White House tradition that dates back to Ronald Reagan's presidency. Peanut Butter and Jelly are two 40-pound turkeys who were raised in Jasper, Indiana. They were provided by the National Turkey Federation. At first, Biden planned to pardon only Peanut Butter, but he said he'd grant the same courtesy to Jelly. Even if only one had become the National Thanksgiving Turkey during the ceremony in the Rose Garden, they were both slated to be spared from the butcher's block. They'll head off to Purdue University's Animal Sciences Education and Research Farm in their home state to live out their retirement years. The two Indiana-raised birds spent Thursday night at a luxury hotel ahead of the pardoning ceremony. After the pardon, Biden and First Lady Jill were expected to leave the White House and fly to Delaware for the weekend. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A federal judge should not accept a proposal by Project Veritas to appoint a special master after FBI agents raided homes linked to the journalism group, U.S. government lawyers argued in a court filing on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.